Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. I, John, am your brother and your partner in suffering, and in God's kingdom, and in the patient endurance to which Jesus calls us. I was exiled to the island of Patmos for preaching the word of God and for my testimony about Jesus. Unfortunately, we cannot be sure who this John was. Some people have thought of him as being the disciple who wrote the fourth gospel, but that's highly unlikely. The style of the writing in Revelation is very different from that of the gospel. However, what we do know is that he was clearly a significant Christian leader, and as a result of his ministry, was forced into exile in Patmos, a Greek island that lies off the coast of Turkey. It's probable that he was sentenced to work in the quarries on the island. John revealed himself both as a brother to his readers and also as one who was a partner in their suffering. He was not writing this book from an ivory tower, but was standing among them, recognizing that they were part of the same family and going through similar trials. In short, he understood their situation. He was encouraging them to stand firm and to endure, knowing full well how demanding and costly that was. It's always an incredible blessing when we meet people who understand us because they've had similar experiences. I had a knee replacement a little while ago, and it was so comforting to meet people who'd had the same operation. I need to add that I was also very grateful for the kindness and consideration of people with perfect knees and who'd never needed such an operation. But shared experience is inevitably powerful, and I'm sure you will remember times of change, illness or bereavement when someone else's experience has brought instant support and encouragement to you. The book of Revelation is remarkable in many ways, but as you read through it, it's important to remember that it came from someone who was coming alongside his readers as a brother and friend in order to encourage and strengthen them. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for those wonderful people who've given us support and encouragement when we've been struggling with life's challenges. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.